So what are you making right now here? It looks beautiful. Just describe what we're seeing here right now. This is dinner,
this
I guess.
This is the 4:30 snack. And those are burgers for them. And we put avocado because it's very nourishing. They are like only made from vegetables, those burgers. And they in the afternoon, they get quite hungry. So we make a few snacks in between lunch and dinner. And this is like one little snack of the few we make.
So we're not even at dinner yet. It's almost 5 o'clock, and this is still snacks.
Yes.
What kind of snacks did they have earlier today?
Today they had sushi, and they had fruit kebab, and they had vegetable sticks, and they had different smoothies made from fruit. Because it's very hot, we make it all dairy-free in the afternoon, and they have electrolytes in them, so they stay hydrated, and lots of lime. And in the morning, they had also sandwiches, different kind of sandwiches for snack, and pancakes in between, and then also they get soups in between.
Now, you said it's very hot. We know it's, like, super hot. So are you adjusting the diet and the drinks because of it being hot?
Definitely. We try to adjust the food according to the weather. When it's cold, they're much more hungry. They can eat heavier food, and when it's hot, they need lighter food and also more like hydrating food, which means we make a lot of drinks with electrolytes in them.
Could you just give me a little tour of the kitchen? And so this is the main work area right in the middle here, right?
This is the main work area, basically, where we chop vegetables are on this side and where we prepare different things. And then...
Go ahead.
This is the stove. We have actually 6 burners. This is an electric stove, regular household stove. But then we also have this bigger, you know, when we boil pasta or cook rice in big amounts, we can use this big. It's a gas.
Is there something in the oven right now?
There is something for a soup. This pumpkin roasting butternut squash for a soup.
Okay. And this is all the big spice area here, and you have lots and lots. You use all these spices?
Kind of. There's many herbs, many spices we use, yes.
And now you have a little chart here on the refrigerator, and it has people's names, and it has a little tag. So you have, for example, Ananda Lahari mashed potatoes. I think that's what it says.
Yeah, Ananda Lahari for breakfast, that's all he wants. He wants just mashed potatoes. By now I know by heart, so it's not all written down, but we have them all in the kitchen, all the pictures, and if they need have like certain requests, like Dabashana, no dairy, no gluten, no sugar, we write it down so we make sure he gets the right diet.
And now, I see that there's Purnasar Markham, whose birthday you marked. Did he get a cake of some kind on his birthday? Or?
Yeah, that's what we do. We make them cakes for their birthday. So we need to know. Soon will be Petter. He'll be 20th of July, and then 21st of July will be Galia.
Galia, okay. Now, in this open refrigerator here, we have all kinds of vegetables and fruits. So maybe you could describe what's in here.
All right, so this is the vegetable fridge. And on the top, there's broccoli and avocado and onions. I always have chopped onions ready. There, the chopped onions are in here. And then we have one shelf just for the leaves and herbs like parsley and lettuce and kale and basil, things like that. And then we have cauliflower, different cabbage. We have different kinds of zucchinis. And then we have bell pepper and cucumbers, and we have lots of fruit like berries. We make smoothies from blueberries, strawberries.
Okay. And now over here is a big triple sink. Now, I've seen double sinks, but this is a triple sink. Can you actually use 3 sinks at once?
The thing is, we have just one tap, so that's why it's otherwise. Sometimes it would be useful because this one we can use to wash the veggies, and then we have 2 to wash the dishes. But since we have just one tap, only one person basically can use the sink at a time.
Now, we have somebody here doing the old-fashioned cutting potatoes. Now, tell me who this is.
This is Maria, and she's from Hamburg Center in Germany.
Maria, cutting potatoes happens to be the most basic food activity possible. Have you cut lots of potatoes?
Oh, yes. Nearly every day.
How many potatoes do you think you cut every day?
20
potatoes. And What is your specialty? What are the things that you like doing most here in the kitchen?
Making sushi.
Making sushi. So today for the snack, you made sushi.
Yes.
And now it's potatoes. And what's the, well, I hate to say this, but what's the thing you don't like to do very much?
Washing up.
What? Which is now we've seen the three sinks. Maria, we're going to just move over here to the other side, I guess. And this is looks like there's the coffee area and another grill and more storage.
Mm-hmm. So this is the coffee machine. This year we do not have so many coffee drinkers running. We still make like maybe 3 times a day coffee, but sometimes it's more. Then this is the grill. This is like we use it a lot, like especially in the morning and also in the afternoon for burgers and things.
Now, there's an air conditioner blowing cool air in here, and I imagine it would be pretty unbearable not to have something like this, right?
Right.
Now, could you tell me who else is part of the crew? So we've seen Maria from Hamburg, who's the sushi maker and potato chopper. Tell me about the other members of the crew.
So basically, we are the main people cooking here the whole day. And then in the morning, I have come Carolyn. She's from New Zealand. She helps in the mornings for like a couple or 3 hours. And that's pretty much it. Sometimes a coolie comes for an hour or friends come over to help a bit. But basically, that's the crew.
And what time in the morning do you start cooking?
I start around 5:15.
5:15 in the morning, before the runners are probably just getting up.
Yeah, because they need something when they start.
And when do you finish?
I finish, it's different, usually between 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening.
Okay. And you've been doing this, I forget now, but it's a lot of long, many, many years.
Well, the first year was 2004, and since then every year I've been doing it.
So it sounds like 6 years then.
This, I think it's the 7th year.
Oh, yeah, 7th.
Is it?
So, this kitchen, it's the first time you've been here, and you were telling me how much you love this kitchen.
This kitchen is just really beautiful. Bipin created this beautiful area. He did a wonderful job. We have everything we need here. It's spacious, and it's just Guru's kitchen.
And you actually have a beautiful little garden outside as well.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. It's like on the Christmas trip, sleeping in the garden.
Didjirini, thank you so much.